99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Man, there is more every single day, I feel like, with news from the Britney Spears camp. And the latest, now her trust firm hired to oversee the financial affairs alongside her dad, Jamie, has pulled out of her conservatorship. Now, I don't even know what this means with all this. Do you, Kelly?
I know. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
I know.
I mean, you know, it could be they're pulling out because they know she wants the whole thing to end.
Right, right.
So in that perspective, it could be a good thing. Or, you know, usually when people jump ship, it's not good.
It's a sinking ship, right.
Yes. So, I, it's, like you said, it's really difficult to sift through not having any legal knowledge.
No,
about
none.
Conservators,
none.
What any of it means.
No.
So, yeah, we're kind of like at the mercy of any sort of, you know, media explaining
it
to us.
Tell it to us like we're five.
Like, okay. TMZ. TMZ can explain it our terms.
Yeah. So,
like, you need to, TMZ needs to say this is bad.
Now,
or this is good. This is why.
Bessemer Trust, they haven't been a part of it for the entire 13 years. They just were brought on board last November. So,
yes. And then I thought that they had just, you know, recently become a part of it because they were. I think it wasn't officially signed on last November. They tossed that out for the first time, but it wasn't approved, I thought, until just recently, which was yesterday's update, and now I'm confused.
Yeah, I know. It's like every day there's something new to talk about or to see or read about involving Britney Spears.
I almost want to wait until, like, they say, okay, it's going away forever, or it's never going away, and this is Britney's life forever.
Yeah.
But I did see a conversation thread where there was some that did have, like, there was a couple of lawyers that did have knowledge of conservatorships.
Okay.
And most of the time, this is what they said. They said that many times conservatorships are put in place in situations of, like, elderly people when they have diseases that are taking over them. They're not physically able to make decisions for themselves, or they have terminal illnesses and they have no other family. Those kinds of situations. The fact that Britney was entered into this situation when she was unusual, apparently. Like, there are other options that are more temporary that could have been put in place, from what I understand. So I think Britney's situation is unusual for as long as it's taken place and as young as she was.
Yeah, and again, I think we're only seeing part of the story, and I don't think we're ever going to get the whole story unless, you know, 10 years from now there's some sort of movie or Netflix special made about her. But this is.
But then again, will there be creative liberties taken? Like, is it all going to be the truth based on factual information? Don't know.
Yeah. Again, maybe we'll just take a break on it. Like, take a little pause on it
just hit the pause button, because it feels like daily updates are real
something
confusing.
I know.
I really don't know anything, like, really where we stand. Like, is Britney going to get her freedom? I think that's really what we all are just waiting to hear.
Oh, happy days, TikTokers. You're now going to be able to upload 3-minute videos as opposed to your 1-minute limit that you've been shackled with for so long. It's 99.7 DJX. TikTok's like, now we can't wait to see what you're able to do in 3 minutes. And YouTube's over here going, hey, bruh, we've been doing this for years.
But YouTube doesn't have all the fun little editing tools that TikTok has.
That's
what
true.
Makes TikTok special.
Yeah. So TikTok, they're announcing you're soon going to get to upload videos of up to 3 minutes. So that's pretty cool. Hey, I want to try something. And we're heading into a holiday weekend, and I thought it would be fun, and we reached out, or, you know, I put out the call yesterday for people to let us know a situation and whether or not they were a little kid or a drunk adult.
It was harder than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, so going to throw these scenarios Kelly's way. And I've given you this, you know, situation from my own past where I got angry at a friend, popped him in the mouth, and ran away. I was a little kid. Long time ago.
It was last week.
I know, that's right. I was not a drunk adult. I was a little kid. I was about like in kindergarten or whatever. And I was just like, peace. Awkward scenarios you found yourself in. And then we would guess, and I posed them to Kelly, as to whether or not you were a drunk adult or a kid.
I'm ready.
All right. So for example, Lindsay texted in, said, jumped off a 4-foot ledge. Thinking you could fly and landing not on your feet. Drunk adult or little kid?
Well, I feel like that was a little kid. I used to think I could fly as a little kid.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Lindsay was a drunk adult.
No. I knew this game was going to be harder than I thought.
Okay. Let's get to some audio here real quick, too, from a listener who texted in.
I got in trouble for going in the back of McDonald's where they make all their food, and I started making my own version of the Big Mac.
Oh, okay. So...
That's a drunk adult, right?
She went in the back to start making her own food at McDonald's. Drunk adult or little kid? You said?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I was just a really hungry little kid, and apparently my babysitter just wasn't watching me. I basically just walked right into the back of a McDonald's and started grabbing whatever I could reach off the counter. Like,
the restaurant manager
ended up coming out and not only kicked out me, but my babysitter and my other little sister. Needless to say, my mom never had that babysitter watch us again after that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. I am 0-2.
You are 0-2.
This game so far.
All right. Little kid. These are better than I could have even ever imagined.
That is amazing.
All right. We're playing little kid or drunk adult. Here's your next one.
Well, I caught my sleeping grandpa's jacket on fire.
Oh, okay. Sleeping.
Okay, that's a little kid.
Grandpa's.
That feels like a little kid.
Jacket on fire. You say little kid. Are you right?
I was a little kid. My grandpa could sleep through anything, including the fireworks show we were having in the backyard. Some of the adults went inside and thought a sleeping grandfather was satisfactory supervision for a 6-year-old.
Oh my God.
Long story short, I let off a Roman candle that I lost control of, blasting a fireball onto my sleeping grandpa, and he hadn't moved that fast in about 50 years.
Wow!
Oh my gosh! He legit set grandpa on fire!
Grandpa's on fire, guys! Hey!
God.
Hey! Grandpa's on fire!
Dang.
Grandpa's on fire.
Oh, this game's fun.
Okay. I've got two
more. I'm glad Grandpa's okay, by the way.
Yeah. I got two more. Is that good?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can play it another day because this is so good. All right. Little kid or drunk adult?
Well, I got yelled at because I deliberately farted in the cat's face.
Deliberately farted in the cat's face.
That's a drunk adult.
Drunk adult, little kid. What'd she say?
I was a drunk adult. Okay, look, my friends and I were trying to do this whole viral, stupid, like, drunk challenge or whatever. So long story short, I farted in my sister's cat face on purpose and then got yelled at by her and her boyfriend, a.k.a. Cat Daddy. We put the video up on social media and got immediate hate for it, so we had to take it down.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Well, you got to put that up on social media for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm making a bit of a comeback.
Yeah.
I'm 2-4.
Yeah. All right. Last one in drunk adult or little kid.
So, I dumped a whole bottle of baby powder into a box fan once and covered like 12 people that were coming out of a pool.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Baby powder box fan.
I hope that was a kid. He was a kid.
All right. So, little kid or drunk adult.
Here's what happened. I was a little kid at summer camp.
There you go.
And I thought it was going to be funny. And I actually got kicked out of summer camp because of that. And they called my mother, who was furious. And it was my first week of school. And my mother actually grounded me for the entire summer.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
My gosh.
Oh, got kicked out of camp. Well, that's not good.
thank you to everyone who helped make this game a success.
You know, back in the day, in the moment, if you would have thought, you know what, someday this is going to make an amazing story on the radio, maybe his mom wouldn't have been so harsh.
Right. And there you have it. Little kid or drunk adult on 99.7 DJX.
K-92. Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All Vincent wanted was to be a police officer. He had a dream being a police officer.
Yeah, and there's kind of like steps that you take to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this dream is not going to die on not on Vincent's watch. However, this story is a setting the bar story. So
I think he skipped a couple steps.
He skipped a couple steps, and that is coming up. Setting the bar stories. These are always stories that really set the bar for your day very low.
It's a little hurdle you can jump over successfully and say, listen, I accomplished something by not doing that.
Yeah, so really, this is the story of Vincent Marks. Vincent Marks had a dream.
Wow.
And it was to be a police officer.
Yeah, a lot of kids, they dream about that when they dress up as, you know, cops, maybe for Halloween, and or they play like they're cops when they're kids with their friends in the neighborhood.
So how did this turn into a setting the bar story? Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without pulling over a police officer when you're only pretending to be a police officer, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, he's not a kid, right?
No, he's 27 years old, Vincent.
Ah, okay.
He likes to pretend to be a police officer. He pulled someone over. He had flashing lights. He had the whole thing, because why?
Oh, but yeah, the dream, right.
So okay. The person who pulled over assumed Vincent was a real police officer, pulled into a parking lot.
Well, yeah, sounds like he looks pretty legit.
Yeah, and then Vincent, you know, once he pulled in, he kind of used his own car to block the guy in. And then Vincent walks up to the car, whips out a fake badge, and, you know, acts like a police officer, because why?
He's got a dream. Yeah.
Well, here's where it all went south, because Vincent was pretty unlucky, because the driver happened to be a real police officer who was just off duty. And here's the fun part. The guy actually recognized Vincent because they'd had a run-in before when he was involved with some sort of domestic dispute.
Okay, so this is not Vincent's first time having a brush with the law.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe Vincent was thinking, well, if you can't beat him, join him, you know? And
absolutely, that's probably because, you know, he had a dream.
He did. So Vincent was like, oh, you know what? Hang on, let me go back to my car and I'll be right back with your ticket. And that's when he peeled away, because this happened back in the beginning of June and they just tracked Vincent down this past week. And now he's facing charges for impersonating an officer in addition to his other stuff. So
yeah, so what we're saying is, if you do have a dream, one day be a police officer, there are steps to take.
Yep.
You do have to, you know, go to the academy.
Yeah.
And graduate and stuff. And then maybe.
Maybe.
But still, you know, and I'm sure Vincent had the best of intentions. He thought maybe that person might have been driving dangerously and was trying to save the citizens by pulling him over or not.
Yeah, we're not really sure, but if you can manage to make it through the day without pulling over a police officer when you're just pretending to be a police officer, even though...
Yes. We're not squashing dreams.
Nope, we're not.
We're just saying take the correct steps to achieve those dreams.
Yep, then you're doing okay. That is setting the bar. Thought it'd be fun to do a little 4th of July fact or fiction, Kelly. So quick little impromptu game for you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So you just tell me whether it's the things I'm saying are true or not, okay?
Okay, good.
4th of July, fact or fiction, here we go. 1 year, they decided to celebrate Independence Day on July 5th instead. Fact or fiction?
That's fiction.
That is actually fact.
What?
Just like it is this year. 4th of July fell on a Sunday back in 1779. But back then, the country decided to, well, we're just going to celebrate it on July 5th instead.
That's crazy talk.
So we get the 5th off. That is the observed holiday, but it's not actually celebrated. on July 5th. All right, 4th of July fact or fiction. You're 0 for 1, by the way.
That's not a good start.
Fireworks were first used to celebrate the 4th of July back in 1796 after there were too many casualties from using the traditional cannon fire to salute our independence. Wow. Fact or fiction?
That sounds true.
That is actually fiction.
Dang it.
So sorry.
I am not good at this day.
No, you are 0 for 2. That is... actually, fiction.
When did we start using the fireworks?
The first 4th of July fireworks show took place in Philadelphia in 1777, so just a year later.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. A little 4th of July fact or fiction headed into the holiday weekend here. The Declaration of Independence was written on hemp paper, which was illegal to grow in the United States until President Trump made it legal. Fact or fiction?
Oh, that's fiction.
That is actually true.
Come on.
That is fact.
Come on.
It became legal when the Farm Bill was signed in 2018. So, yeah, you are 0 for 3.
You are not doing well at all. I'm not doing well at all.
I'm glad your citizenship doesn't hang in the balance of this.
I'm also glad I'm not playing for $1 million or anything like that.
Okay. I'm just going to give you one more because this is brutal.
But I'm learning things.
You See? Are.
That's what I tell my kids. Hey, if you don't do well, at least you're learning things, right?
All right. 4th of July, fact or fiction. Last one, Kelly. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The 50-star American flag. You have it in your head?
Yeah.
Was designed by an Ohio high school student for a class project that his teacher gave him a B- for.
That's true. That sounds real true. That's true, right? Finish strong. That's true.
That is actually fact. Yes, you are right.
Give me the anthem. I got one right. Yeah.
I'm not giving you the anthem for one right.
When
Alaska and Hawaii were actually added, Congress allowed the public to submit designs. So Robert Heft drew it up as part of a school project. His teacher gave him a B-,
B-?
Yeah, but then when it actually won the contest, his teacher was like, all right, fine, I'll give you an A.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah, good
stuff.
That's
a good story to end on. See, I got one right.
There you go. Got one right.
And I learned some stuff. That's great.
That's the
Although I already forgot it, but I learned it.
You learned it in the moment.
In the moment.
All right, there you go. A little 4th of July fact or fiction there for you. Roxanne texts in and says, God bless you, Kelly. I got them all wrong. So,
see?
You know what? Thank Honestly, you. I was thinking Kelly was going to get them all wrong, too.
Thank
so.
You. I got the last one right. Yay.
99.7 DJX. Do them every hour. About 15 after here. Kelly K, what do you got?
Well, secret videos can sometimes be bad.
Yeah.
In this particular situation, it's pretty fantastic. There's a mom on TikTok. Her name's Nikki. She secretly recorded her babysitter, Delaney, singing Part of Your World from Disney's Little Mermaid while playing Barbies with her daughter. And it's precious.
What's a fire and what is it? What's the word? Burn. When's it my turn? What did I love?
So she doesn't know she's being filmed.
Nope.
Oh, wow, she's good.
Wish I could be part of that world.
And so she's just kind of playing Barbies with her daughter, yeah, right?
Exactly. And so there are captions kind of up on the video. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to encourage her to put her voice out there more. But she gets discouraged about the way she looks in her videos. All I see is beauty. So do my kids.
Aw.
I mean, and it's blown up.
Wow.
On social media. Like I said, seen over 10 million times. She put a follow-up video on her Instagram. It's pretty fantastic. You can see the whole thing up on our website at WDJX.com. We'll tweet it out for you, too. But she is amazing, and the internet needs more of her voice.
I love it. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 EJX, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
We go and throw jokes back and forth. You laugh, you lose on the way in about 25 minutes. Before that, I'm going to see if we can help a listener real quick involving a tattoo, all right?
A tattoo?
I think we ought to be able to handle this one pretty quickly, all right?
Is this a to tattoo or not to tattoo, or figuring out what to tattoo?
To tattoo or not to tattoo.
Gotcha.
I guess what I'm going to want to know is, has anyone ever gotten a tattoo at the suggestion of someone else and loved it and been thankful they did and so happy because it was the right decision? I guess that's the real question at play here. Okay.
Well, I had a girlfriend that just recently got one kind of on the inside of her wrist, and she loves it. And it was, I think, kind of a spur of the moment, like her friend, like, let's go get a tattoo. She's like, okay.
Spur of the moment, like she was drunk?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just like a, like, hey, spontaneous thing. This is why I'm going to go. And do you want to go? And she's like, yeah.
Okay.
And now she's got a tattoo on the inside of her wrist. It's all really
right.
Pretty.
All right. Well, maybe our listener needs to hear this story then, because that's kind of the root of it here. And we'll dive into it coming up here next. On 99.7 DJX. But yeah, like it's about tattoos and she, I think she needs to be convinced.
Okay. I think it also depends on what the tattoo is going to be, because my friend's says faith and it's a reminder on the inside of her wrist. And I think that's really sweet.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's special. So, but there are lots of other things that you can get tattooed on your body that are different.
That's right. Hashtag no regrets. All right. Let's jump into this, all right? It's just a quick message we got, and I feel like we can knock it out pretty quickly here on 99.7 EJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, just got a quick message from a listener who says, hey guys, need your advice on something. I hate tattoos, but my husband finds them really sexy and wants me to get one in an intimate place where only he would see it.
Oh my.
He said it would be a turn on, and our marriage has been tough, and this could help strengthen it. Should I do it?
Okay, so what is he suggesting something in particular, like his name? Because historically speaking, that's usually the kiss of death. Like, let's not do names.
Yeah.
Unless it's your kids.
Yeah, you're right. Your kids are always going to be your kids.
Exactly.
Always.
But, like, the significant others, spouses, may that not always can change. Be a significant that other. Ends up to hashtag regrets.
Yeah, Jamie tweets and says, no regrets, just do it.
no regrets.
Okay, thank you, Jamie, for chiming in on that.
Yeah, make sure that you get a tattoo artist that's good at spelling.
Yeah, so I think the main keys that I'm picking up from what she's saying is she doesn't like tattoos. In fact, she uses the H word. But she's thinking about doing it because she's hoping it will strengthen her marriage.
See, that's the part that gives me pause, because if things are rocky and then he's like, hey, this'll fix it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like that's the same thing you could say about, hey, our marriage is rocky. I'm thinking a baby will fix everything.
That doesn't help either. Yeah. Like, babies don't, like, fix marriages. You gotta, like, have a strong marriage before you try to add in all these extra factors. And I feel like, again, depending on what it is he wants her to get.
Lindsay text in and says a tattoo is not going to save her marriage. She'll just have a reminder of the failed past, and all future people seeing that area are going to ask her about it, and it's going to bring up that memory.
Do you see what she did there? She kind of assumed that the marriage wasn't going to work out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, our listener even kind of alluded to that. That she said our marriage has been tough. Lisa said, never get a tattoo for a man. Period. Problem solved.
Okay. Now, Mary Kate said, tell him you think abs are hot.
I'm turning it back on him.
Oh, dang.
He's like, hey, honey, you know what would be really hot? Is get a barbed wire fence around your thigh.
Oh, wow. It's like, hey, you know what, honey? Lose the beer gut. I think abs are hot. You can play this game.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I we're seeing a lot of the same text messages over and over and over again. I'm thinking, I commend you on your willingness to do something you hate in order to strengthen the marriage in your eyes.
Sure, but I'm not sure if that's the right answer. Nikki says, I have tattoos. I love them, but you should never permanently mark your body for anyone but you.
Yes.
Put a fake one on for a fun time.
Yeah, there you go. Get a henna tattoo in your intimate area, and then
problem solved.
Problem solved. It'll fade over time, and then
I like that idea.
Okay, so I think we're all saying the same thing. Let's not do the tattoo. Let's not jump
to
that.
You have decided you want that for you, and it's only for you, and it's not anyone's name.
You know what? I'm not even going to throw in an unless, because if you throw in an unless, then that gives her that opening. I'm saying no, don't do it.
Okay, because she has alluded to the fact she hates tattoos.
I mean, no, she didn't allude to it. She wrote it in her thing. Okay. She said, I hate tattoos.
All right. So. Well, then she hates tattoos, and she shouldn't do it. You're right.
Right, right. So I'm just going to say don't do it. And, have a baby instead. I think that'll be much better.
No, that's not what we're saying. You don't have a baby to fix the marriage. We go to counseling if we need to fix marriages.
Okay. Okay. All right. So wait. No tattoo, no baby. All right.
Exactly.
Get a dog instead.
No. Well, maybe. Okay. But listen. He has to like dogs too. If he hates dogs, that's bad.
All right, we're dragging this on way longer than it needs to be.
Counseling, right. Just get counseling.
Don't get the tattoo. And
right, just get the marital issues fixed. Right. Address those. But nothing else like is going to be a band-aid for that. The underlying issues you guys need to deal with.
Again, thank you for reaching out to us. Hopefully, we helped you.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Have a baby.
I mean,
what's the matter with those?
What if it's really cute?
Oh my God.
All right, the trumpets of fanfare can only mean one thing. It's time for the You Laugh, You Lose, the weekly battle of jokes where the first person who laughs loses. And we've been getting criticized because we fall to our own jokes, and it's not really even a competition anymore.
Can't even help it if we're that funny. Ooh. We find ourselves hilarious sometimes.
All right, so Kelly still holds the 2-game lead, 37-35, the overall score. You Laugh, You Lose on the way. Coming up next.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. This trophy is in my hands, and I'm telling you, that is a pretty-looking trophy, is it not, Kelly?
Oh, it's gorgeous. Oh. I mean, it's not even an Olympic medal can rival the beauty of that thing.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes. I like to think so. The tape and paper.
The tape is holding up quite well.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling our best jokes back and forth until someone laughs. That person loses. Kelly holds the lead 37-35 in the overall scheme of things.
I got patriotic jokes. Do you have patriotic jokes?
Nope, sure don't.
All right. I'm bringing America into this.
You're bringing America.
I'm bringing America. Hopefully, so I feel like I have the support of America because of that.
Hopefully they're funny America jokes. All right, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. Wait. Okay.
We got to prepare ourselves mentally to go into this battle. All right, ready? Kelly, you laugh, you lose.
Yeah.
Loser goes first. What was that, me?
Yep, that's you.
Okay. Kelly, the CEO of IKEA.
Yeah.
Was just selected as the Prime Minister of Sweden. Did you know that? Yeah, he's assembling his cabinet right now.
Ah. Yeah. Because you always assemble furniture from IKEA. Not easy either.
No.
I get it. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
What's the world's number one card game?
What?
Uno.
Oh, because Uno means one. Got it.
It took you that long.
Did. Kelly, at what temperature do car engines work best at?
What temperature do car engines work best at?
Vroom temperature.
That was good. It's cute. Really sassy delivery.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, my friend Tony asked me not to say his name backwards.
Oh.
I said, why not?
Clever.
Thank you.
What did Snow White say after dropping off a roll of film to get it developed?
What did Snow White say after dropping off her roll of film to be developed?
Someday my prince will come.
Yeah, they will. 100%. Real cute. All right, patriotic jokes coming at you. If you crossed a patriot with a curly-haired dog, what would you get?
What?
A Yankee poodle dandy.
Like that. Ruff! Kelly, a grasshopper, walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Bartender says, hey, we've got a drink named after you.
Yeah?
Grasshopper was like, oh, dang, you got a drink named Bruce?
Cute. I like that. Sounds tasty. I'd like to order one of those.
A Bruce?
Yes. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's red, white, blue, and green?
What?
A seasick Uncle Sam.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Blech. Kelly.
Yeah.
Skeleton walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Bars are getting a lot of attention on.
They are.
On this one, yeah. Skeleton walks into the bar and says, hey, I'll have a drink and a mop.
Yeah. That's the punchline, right? Because skeletons don't have skin and stuff.
Yeah, the drink would just fall through.
Yep.
You got it.
That's great.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy a day off on the 4th of July.
Yeah?
But not fire. Fireworks.
Fire does work. Kelly, what do a ninja and a fart have in common?
What do a ninja and a fart have in common?
They're both silent but violent. Yeah.
Very good.
Thank you.
I like that one. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why are there no knock-knock jokes about America?
Why?
Because freedom rings.
The doorbell? Ding-dong. Yep, mm-hmm. Sure does. Kelly, I always knock on the refrigerator door before I open it.
In case a salad might be dressing?
Yep.
It's a classic. I like that one.
Thanks.
Sometimes I like to do the heavy lifting for you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why did the duck say bang?
Why?
Because he was a fire quacker.
Okay. Kelly, where do ducks go for breakfast?
Where do ducks go for breakfast?
Quacker Barrel.
Oh, my favorite. I really love the games there in the shop. Hey, Ben, there was one little boy in the teacher's class who was really struggling in history class, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one day, the teacher asked him who signed the Declaration of Independence. Of course, he didn't know.
Right.
So the teacher asked him every day for a week, still couldn't give the right answer.
Okay.
So finally, in desperation, she called the boy's father to come in and see her. And she said to him, you know what? Your boy won't tell me who signed the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
The father said to his son, come here, boy, sit down. The boy did as he was told. His dad said to him, now, if you sign that stupid thing, just admit it so we can get out of here.
Is there more?
Do you need more? It took me a year to tell that joke.
I know. I lost my place.
It was worth it, though. It was worth it.
Was it?
It was. It was. Dad didn't know either. Did you get that?
Oh, okay.
You're saying, oh, okay. Oh, God. Where are we going? What's happening? Are you out of jokes? You're out of jokes, aren't you?
Kelly, how do you find a blind man at the nude beach?
How do you find a blind man at the nude beach?
Yeah, it won't be hard. I completely lost focus in that dissertation of a joke that you tried to.
Come on now, though. It was good, though. It got there. It got there. It did. It was easy to follow.
Was it?
Was it? If you signed the darn thing, just tell her and let's get out of here.
That is funny. The dad didn't know either.
He didn't know.
I get it. I get it now. I get it now. All right. It's a struggle some weeks. Some weeks it is. Not going
to
lie.
Listen, you have to be on the same intelligence level sometimes to get my jokes.
I can't always guarantee that case. All right. That's You Laugh, You Lose on DJX. Kelly, every year since 2017, we have been honoring this season by paying homage to Terry.
Terry has kind of become the unofficial spokesperson for fireworks safety.
Yeah, so Terry is in a wheelchair. And actually, there's been some great news that has come Terry's way ever since this video went viral. In that he got a new wheelchair and all that good stuff. However, The wheelchair does play a key role in this because the video is Terry in his wheelchair in the middle of the street with his friend getting ready to light some fireworks on the street.
He's a little too close, though.
Yep, and that's where we pick up the video.
Bagel, Terry.
Yeah, so the guy announcing, the guy narrating the whole thing makes the entire video.
Behind the camera. We're assuming he's the camera guy.
Yeah, he's the camera guy. He's filming it. And as Terry lights the fuse, then camera guy's like, hey, fireworks safety. Terry, you're going to have to get a clear, safe distance from this.
Would it revert, Terry?
Oh, God.
Would it revert? No. Oh, Lord. Lord, please.
Yeah, so the fireworks start going off right next to Terry.
And oh, back up, Terry.
Bang, put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse.
What you doing, Terry? Terry, what you doing? Oh, my
God. This is... Oh, every year, I love it.
Every year. That's the cameraman laughing at Terry, who can't move out of the way of these fireworks that are just starting to go off in the street.
In reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse.
Good, bagel. Bagel, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put it in reverse.
Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord.
See, oh, we laugh because Terry's fine.
Terry's fine.
Like, nobody got injured or harmed. And this has honestly become the greatest fireworks safety PSA the internet has ever blessed us with. Ever.
Roses are red. Fireworks are scary. Oh, Lord Jesus. Put it in reverse, Terry. We've tweeted out the video so you can relive it. It's hysterical. At Ben and Kelly Show. Feel good stories every hour. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Kelly K.
So this is really sweet. 7-year-old Gwen, she lives in Brunswick, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Loves playing on the playground like lots of kids. But for Gwen, it's important that the playground be a place that all kids can enjoy. So she launched a lemonade stand to raise money to build a new one in her city. This is why. Gwen suffered a perinatal stroke in the womb, and she's got cerebral palsy, limited function on the right side of her body. So, you know, regular playgrounds with lots of monkey bars and that kind of stuff are not necessarily well-suited for her needs.
Mm-hmm.
So there are special inclusive playgrounds that exist elsewhere in the state, and she wants to build one of those in her town because, as it stands now, she's got to drive 20 minutes to get to the nearest one.
Oh, wow.
So she decided, you know what? It costs $350,000 to build one of these things. And, you know, things are in motion to try to get the grants needed. And mm-hmm. The city is working with her. And she said, I want to help. So she started Gwenny Penny's Lemonade Stand to help sell some lemonade and raise some of the money. And so far, she's raised $1,000.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. And, you know, we have one of these playgrounds in Fern Creek Park. They opened in 2019. It was a gift from Delta Dental of Kentucky.
I remember that.
To the Miracle League of Louisville. It's really awesome. I've been out there. It's fantastic. It's super cool. So she's wanting to build one of these style playgrounds near her.
That is cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yep.
So, you know, at 7, she's just like, I can do something to help make that happen.
Well.
And we've got her whole story up on the website, WDJX.com.
Perfect. At Ben and Kelly Show there.
Come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't ask the people around you because, well, maybe they're your parents and you still live with them. Who knows? Kelly, you got this one?
It kind of makes sense he's coming to us because we're adults, we're parents, so this isn't really something he can ask his friends.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with something that his dad did. He said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I listen to you guys all the time. I think I'm being punished unfairly, and I wanted to see if you agree.
Okay.
I have a really great dad, but he's really strict. So I just got my driver's license, and he told me if I have any accidents, even like a fender bender, he'd take away my license.
Okay.
Talk about pressure.
Right.
So the other day, I was trying to fit in a narrow parking spot at Walmart, squeezed in pretty perfectly. Yay!
Okay.
But as I swung my door open, a gust of wind whipped it, and I could hear the door bang the car next to me.
Oh.
that is the worst.
I panicked. I was too afraid to even look.
Okay.
I just quickly moved to another spot. I was terrified, just wasn't thinking. Unfortunately, my little sister opened her big mouth, and now my dad has taken away my license, claiming I'm too irresponsible.
Okay.
So he says, this is so wrong. I didn't have an accident. I wasn't even driving when it happened. It's the wind's fault. I am a responsible high school senior mm-hmm. who has never been in trouble. This seems like a really unfair punishment. Just as summer is kicking off. So do you think my dad is being fair? And then how do I approach this with him and try to, you know, lobby to get my license back?
Okay, so first of all, I appreciate you coming to us. And I would say, and I'm going to side with your dad on the punishment because he has laid the groundwork of car safety and consequences, and he felt that that was a violation of that. Now, that being said, I do feel like you could probably go and get a reduced sentence.
Yeah, like we really don't know how long
right.
he's losing the license for.
Yeah,
like, is it for the remainder of the summer? Is it for a year?
Yeah.
Not sure.
And quite honestly, it's been a few weeks since this listener messaged us. So maybe this is all moot point at this point. Who knows? So
like maybe he's got it back. And he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's good. Thanks.
Yeah but like, no. And so I don't want to go against your dad because that was his rules that he laid down. And yes, I get it. The wind took the car, but I think he's trying to impart on you responsibility with a car, like just having a car and the responsibility it takes to own a car, drive a car, have one.
And maybe then this is a lesson too, to default to a parking spot that is a little bit further out and away from potential issues mm-hmm. around you. So if you're trying to squeeze into a really tight spot, maybe we try to find another one that gives you a little bit more space.
I don't know how much we can dive in on this. Maybe there are different approaches that you can think to approach the dad as to, all right, this is why I need to get my license back. And because I'd love to hear those suggestions. All right. 502.
Right.
571-9970.
One more thing. I think one point that he could probably use in his defense is, you know, he's got to learn. And if he is restricted from ever driving, you know, he's never going to learn how to properly handle a vehicle. So he's got to be able to fail forward a little bit. That would be one thing that I would say in your defense
in asking
for a reduced sentence.
All right. I sided with the dad. And coming up, I'm also going to tell you exactly why I would be a hypocrite in what I just said. All right? So that... Give us just a minute. Okay, I'm going to tell you how I am a hypocrite in the advice I just gave here in just a sec, all right? Group therapy got a message from a listener. He's senior, or was. Car door dinged another car in a parking lot. He panicked.
The wind took it.
Yep, moved to another spot.
Because his dad said, if you have any sort of an accident, fender bender, whatever, you're losing your license. Sister ratted him out.
Yeah.
He lost his license.
Sure
and
did.
He's asking us, is this too harsh?
Yeah. And so I said, look, your dad had rules. And regardless of whether or not you think they were strict or fair or not, you maybe didn't even consider the severity of the punishment because you didn't think that was going to happen until it did. And then you're like, okay, now it's unfair because it wasn't actually an accident. I just dinged another car. Okay.
So, right. And what we don't know is how long he loses his license for.
Okay. So I guess the whole thing I was bringing up is, look, your dad had rules and the way he decides to enforce them is up to him. And, you know, until you're 18, you move out, you get your own place, then you can start, you know, kind of making your own rules. But, you know, your dad's got rules. That's the deal. But yes, I have dinged cars before. I've looked at them. I've determined whether or not they even result needing a note left. A lot of times I'll try to just buff it with my thumb maybe. If it hasn't happened a whole lot. But, you know, those sorts of things happen. And I've even like dinged a car on accident and left or not said anything and just moved and thought, you know what? It's a case of just parking in a parking lot.
I've got several dings on my car and no one has ever left a note.
Right. Exactly. And so it's like, I almost feel like that's one of those things that just happens when you park in parking lots. It's not like you are rear-ending someone and knocking their bumper off. Now, if you did that, pulling into a parking spot,
that's a different situation,
right,
for sure.
Right.
And a lot of people on Facebook are kind of lending support. Samantha said, yeah, that's way extreme on your father's part. Patrick said, the only thing your dad is doing is teaching you how to hide things. Mm. I wish super strict parents would understand this. A brand new driver is going to have fender benders, clip things with their bumpers, make mistakes. I'd much rather a 16-year-old learn while they're still being cautious. You should be making mistakes at your age, and I'm sorry your father is being unreasonable.
Yeah, and a lot of people, though, are bringing this up as a learning experience in how you handle situations.
Yes.
So in the moment, if you had, now listen, I'm about to do as I say, not as I do sort of thing, because I probably wouldn't have left a note. But I probably wouldn't have moved my car either. I probably would have just kept it there. The person would have come out, notice the ding on their door and the color of my car and gone, oh, that jerk, and then just left or whatever. Because that's just what we do. And I'm just saying as a society.
Okay.
But I'm going to say, had you like left a note and said, hey, I'm really sorry I dinged your car door, you know, I don't know if you could have done anything. Like, hey, I'd be willing to buy you paint or something.
A lot of times just door dings can be like pulled
buffed out,
you know, without even having to deal with paint and stuff like that.
Listen, Holly's texting in saying, didn't you wreck the station van? Shut up, Holly.
Three different
cars, three different opportunities. All right. So yes, maybe I'm not the best to be imparting advice on how to handle accident. Well, or maybe I am. I have a lot of experience with being in fender benders.
You do. But see, BJ says, not my business to tell your dad what to do. You showed your maturity level by not taking responsibility for your actions. My dad said the same. In addition, I had to be able to change a flat tire, change the oil, all the things one has to do to keep a vehicle in good running order. I am 70 years old. So thankful he had those stern rules.
All right. So hang on a second. BJ, you said you showed your maturity. This kid is a kid. Like, he's a kid. Like, he doesn't have the maturity yet. So
I understand his panic because he knew going into it, if he made any mistake at all, he was losing his license.
Yeah.
And he just got it. He wants to learn how to drive. And now this unfortunate, like, kind of out of his control, a little situation happened. And then he didn't know what to do. Unfortunately, his sister kind of ratted him out. I think what he should have done was go to his dad himself and tell him what happened and just been honest about it from the get-go. I'm not sure if that would have changed the consequences, but maybe might have reduced how long he lost his license for. Like, maybe, all right, for a couple of weeks, no more driving.
So hindsight's 20/20 always. So can't go back and do any of that. However, what you can do, I think, is go present all this to your dad. Just say, hey, look, I messed up. Show him that you messed up. Say how you're going to fix it in the future, what you would do in the future, and just show him that you are responsible. You haven't had any infractions, speeding or otherwise, and see if you can maybe get a reduced sentence. So,
well, and I feel like he was kind of paralyzed with fear from the get-go, which I'm not sure if that's the best way to approach it either. We're kind of like telling our kids, listen, you're going to have to be responsible for your mistakes in making them right. So if anything were to happen like that, they would have to help pay for anything, you know, be a part of all of that. I'm not sure, though, if we are going down that road in the future, saying, you know, if you make a mistake like this, then that's it. No more chances.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it away.
Okay. So what are we saying here?
Yeah, we approach the dad and just kind of, again, be honest with what happened and why he reacted the way he did is because it was kind of out of the fear of knowing that there was kind of a zero tolerance policy in place. And he knew that he was like not going to be able to drive again.
Okay. Well, hopefully this helped. If you are listening and you're like, you guys are idiots, you are completely missing the mark on this, let us
and
know.
And you're awful parents.
Yeah. Let us know at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. We got it posted there for you on group therapy.
Hold me, feel so whole.
99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right. Setting the bar stories. Kelly, what are those?
Those are just examples of what not to do. If you can get through the day not doing this, then you've had a successful day.
Listen, I get it. Leading up to 4th of July, leading up to Thunder, leading up to any of those sort of holidays, a lot of times in your neighborhood, you'll hear fireworks going off, you know, prematurely.
Yeah, we got our celebration in our neighborhood on Monday.
Well, and sometimes they happen, you know, at night, and maybe they're not on days when you want to hear fireworks, or they're happening incessantly. And so
gotcha.
This is where we're going with this. So if you can manage to make it through the day without screaming your own firework noises in the middle of the night to protest the real fireworks, well, then you're doing okay. This is
someone is making their own fireworks noises?
Yeah.
That's kind of impressive.
I know. Out of the state of Florida, we go for this one, where a guy was caught on security cameras screaming fireworks sounds in the middle of the night to protest people lighting off real fireworks before the 4th of July.
Is there audio?
Yes.
The dogs were barking and we go outside and this guy is screaming. I mean,
that's neighbors. Those are neighbors talking about this.
I mean, so loud. He seemed to be upset that people were celebrating early.
Shut up! Wait a second. His imitation of firecrackers is saying firecracker!
Yes, and then you hear the person say, shut up! At the end of it.
Shut up!
Yeah, so this guy goes out in the middle of the night and says, and he's yelling firecracker, and he's just angry that there are real firecrackers happening.
Firecracker! Shut up! Gotcha. They seem like they're real close neighbors.
Yeah, it seems like a great community to live in there in Florida. But if you can manage, I guess, to make it through the day without protesting the fireworks by making your own firework noises in the middle of the night, you're doing okay.
He made his point, though, didn't
he? He did. You know, I'm not necessarily mad at the guy.
No, I mean, yeah, he got his point across. And you know what? I am right there with you. It is annoying to hear firecrackers when it is not the 4th and you are not expecting it and it is late at night and keeping you awake. I get it.
But I think the week leading up to 4th of July, you just got to, you know, understand that you're going to hear those things. So, all right, that is your setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There are a couple group therapy sessions on today's show. One involving a teenager, which we don't normally have a teenager coming to us asking us for advice. And just how.
But he was kind of thinking, you know what, who else do I go to when I'm trying to figure out is my dad being unreasonable? Because, you know, probably most of his friends are going to be like, yeah, no, that's totally too harsh. So he's coming to a couple of parents.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we've got parents in the audience who might be able to help him assess, okay, is this too harsh?
Right.
Is it appropriate? And what do I do about it?
Yeah, and then to get a tattoo or not to get a tattoo for your husband who thinks they're sexy, you hate him. And I think that was an easy one by saying that we all kind of determined that you should only get a tattoo for you.
Yes, for someone else, especially when they happen to share that the marriage has been rough. So this is probably not going to be the best Band-Aid to fix the issues. You might. I'd want to consider counseling to try to address those issues head on.
So if you want to catch back up or leave your comment because maybe you heard it when we were talking about it originally, but you just hadn't gotten around to leaving your comment, you can up at Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Hopefully your weekend is good. You're celebrating the 4th of July responsibly and having some drinks and setting off some fireworks, you know, in your house and all that fun stuff.
But keep your distance from the fireworks, as we learned from Terry.
That's right. Back it up, Terry.
Back it up, Terry.
And then you are headed out right now to Plato's Closet on Hurstbourne, right?
Yes, big grand reopening. Going to be lots of cool things. We got some freebies for you. I'll be out there from 10 to noon on South Hurstbourne, so come on by.
All right, there in just a few minutes. All right, guys, have a good holiday weekend. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.